59-year-old Eric McCoy lives on Beacon Hill, and he has multiple sclerosis. His upper body is totally mobile, but he has difficulty moving his legs. He navigates the winding, steep streets of his neighborhood with the help of a motorized chair.
Just arrived. I'm home.
Inside, McCoy's apartment is lined with wooden and brass railings, which he uses to lift his body and move around. And what's just as helpful for mobility, he says, marijuana.
Medical marijuana is essential for me and allows me to live my life every day. It relieves muscle spasms in my legs, allows me to go from point A to point B in my apartment, and that's what I need to do in order to live properly without assistance.
McCoy inhales from a vaporizing device that heats marijuana and releases active ingredients. He takes a few other medications, too, injections and pills, for other MS symptoms, such as fatigue. But he has concerns.
The side effects associated with pills, I don't take anything but marijuana for my leg problem, stiffness, spasms. I started using medical marijuana 17 years ago based on the fact that I had heard other folks with MS were using it and it was helpful. I never used marijuana.
McCoy inhales from his vaporizer several times a day as needed, he says. He doesn't think it has much of an effect on his brain or his mood. He buys marijuana on the black market, and he has to leave his apartment to do so. But now that medical marijuana is legal in Massachusetts, McCoy wants to grow it at home. That's what prompted him to testify before the State Department of Health on Thursday.
My name is Eric McCoy. I have MS. I'm here also because I often am not able to travel easily. So I believe that the regulations should include, for all folks with MS, the hardship cultivation of the product.
But the National Multiple Sclerosis Society was not represented at the hearing. In fact, the organization is not taking a stance on medical marijuana. Steve Sukikian is spokesman for the New England chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society.
The society does not have a position on medical marijuana. We don't support or oppose the issue. The society has funded research into the use of orally administered cannabinoids, and we believe that more research is needed to determine their efficacy, particularly in terms of their effects on spasticity and pain without cognitive impairment.
Cancer patients are among the most vocal users of marijuana for medical reasons. But the American Cancer Society does not advocate inhaling marijuana or even legalizing it. Like the MS Society, they're calling for more research into the benefits of cannabinoids. But those who are testifying at the hearings speak passionately about the use of marijuana to calm and lessen pain related to cancer, nerve damage, Parkinson's, even post-traumatic stress disorder.
My name is Scott Murphy. I live in Auburndale. I'm a combat veteran from the Iraq War. As you might be aware, we're losing one soldier a day. If medical marijuana can help one person for PTSD, I would hope you would consider that.
People very much want their condition not to be excluded, recognizing that only a specific number of conditions were mentioned by name in the statute.
Dr. Lauren Smith is the interim commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. She's been at the hearings, and she says the state has received so much input from patients, pharmacists, doctors, lawyers, and lawmakers, it may not make the May 1st deadline to craft regulations. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.